Before we move on, we have two synagogues in our town, Temple Israel and Congregation B'nai Emuna. Can you tell us the difference between the two congregations?
Good guys and bad guys. Now, wait, I didn't identify which was which. It's an interesting question. That is a different answer today than when I came. A very different answer. Congregation B'nai Emuna was founded as an Orthodox congregation. When I came here, Rabbi Arthur Kahn, Olive Shalom, was the rabbi. Rabbi Kahn trained as an Orthodox rabbi, graduate of the seminary of Yeshiva University. The congregation, during his long tenure, had voted to join the conservative movement. But nothing changed in terms of liturgical practices from the way the Orthodox rabbi wanted them to be. So, in terms of worship patterns, the congregation 1.2 miles from here was a place that any Orthodox Jew could be very comfortable. And Temple was founded in 1914 as a reform or liberal or progressive congregation. So there was really a significant difference in terms of worship patterns between the two congregations. Since that time, when Rabbi Kahn retired, they elected a conservative rabbi, Rabbi Mark Fitzerman, and the congregation has really not only come into the conservative movement, but has become, I would say, and I think that my friend Mark Fitzerman would agree, a liberal conservative congregation. So today, in looking at the two congregations, it's not quite as clear what the differences are. We belong to a movement, and Paula and Malcolm have given years of dedicated service to leadership of this movement, which stands for adapting our tradition to modernity. We have been on the cutting edge of almost all of the social issues, meaningful empowerment of women, the ordaining of women rabbis, women cantors, of outreach to mixed marriages and so forth. The conservative movement, I'm trying to be fair here, there's a lag time of about a dozen years. Then the conservative movement catches up with what we pioneered, got criticized for, and so forth, and we move on to the next issue.
I understand you're a great lover of music and that you have this beautiful, wonderful singing voice.
We're going to let him answer that.
But music was very important to you in the services, and why? And talked about music in your life.
Sunday, a week ago, at our cantors in the round culmination of Nancy's and my retirement weekend, I commented the fact that I grew up in a congregation that did not have a cantor, served my first 7 years in a congregation that did not have a cantor, and I don't sing anywhere near on key. I do love music. I didn't say this the other night. Our family summered at Chautauqua every summer. My parents, from the youngest ages, exposed me to classical, beautiful music at the Chautauqua Assembly Grounds. My parents were seasoned symphony ticket holders in Pittsburgh and would take me occasionally. I was exposed to good music, but I can't sing.
I was told that many times.
Yeah, I'm sure. But working with Cantor Harry Sebrin of blessed memory was a revelation, because here's a man who knew every kind of music and loved every kind of music. It is he who instilled in me an appreciation and love for Jewish music.
So on staff here, you have an ordained cantor, who is Kari Siegel Eaglash. For those listening don't understand the synagogue, tell us what a cantor does.
Interestingly, this is one of the very first Reform congregations in the entire Southwest to have a full-time cantor. And as I understand the story, cantor Hal Orbach, who was the first cantor, was doing a Gilbert and Sullivan routine, right?
Tour. Toured through Tulsa. The company performed on our stage here. This is just shortly before I came to Tulsa. Evidently, somebody found out that he was an ordained cantor. He had a magnificent tenor voice, wonderful. And literally, they snatched him out of the company and asked him to be cantor at Temple Israel.
One of the reasons the congregation felt it needed a cantor was to train bar and bat mitzvah students and teach Hebrew. Not a lot of native Tulsans who are that knowledgeable Hebraically plus able to teach. So to be able to chant the ritual rubrics of our service, lead the congregation in worship, is one of the jobs of the cantor. In Temple Israel, teaching is a very important part of the cantor's load. Teaches the oldest students in our Hebrew school, trains each bar and bat mitzvah student individually, is my clergy colleague, co-officiates at life cycle events and so forth. So the cantor here is a full clergy partner with the rabbi.